This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And this is going to be, I think, a very interesting show for you all today. The founding executive director of Doctors for Cannabis Regulations, which was a long process and was started many years ago, is with us today. We have so much to talk about with Brian Marescu. And Brian, your new book is out. You have put together this incredible new book. Share with us about the book. Share with us about your involvement in cannabis and the pivotal role that it held in this book that you just are publishing right now.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me. The book is called The Immortality Key, The Secret History of the Religion with No Name. And it basically tracks the past 12 years of my life researching what Houston Smith, this great religious scholar of the 20th century, once referred to as the best-kept secret in history, which is essentially two questions. Did the ancient Greeks use drugs to find God? And did the earliest Christians, who were all Greek-speaking, inherit the same secret tradition? And I went down lots of rabbit holes looking into ancient literature and iconography and availing myself of some of these new sciences that have come along that are looking into these ancient chalices and ancient vessels to try and discover what our ancestors were ingesting and why.
I love it. I love it. And so how was your involvement with cannabis before or after or during this? From what I've been told, it took you 12 years to put this book together.
It did, yeah, and I should state for the record, I'm not a cannabis user, but I'm an attorney who became very interested in advocacy, both around cannabis and psychedelics. I was just your average lawyer going about my work week, and I started to read these studies coming out of Hopkins and NYU about this intervention with psilocybin, the active compound in magic mushrooms. And I was really blown away by the way the volunteers spoke about their experiences, some of them mystical or mystical-like experiences, these breakthroughs. And so as I started reading that literature, I eventually got in touch with Rick Doblin at MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. And I said, Rick, it's really interesting. I wonder, as a lawyer, if I can help with advocacy. And he pointed me to Dr. David Nathan, who founded Doctors for Cannabis Regulation. And so I started working with David to put together this organization. It was the first and only national organization of medical professionals out there advocating for the responsible use of cannabis and for its legalization, both for medicinal and adult use.
I want to make a real distinction at this point, because this is really important information that you're sharing with all of us. There are forms of cannabis that many feel have a psychedelic effect, but the bottom line is that the CBD that I talk an awful lot about, the cannabinoids, do not have any THC in them, and there is a big distinction, and not every cannabis plant has a hallucinogenic effect. And I just want to make those distinctions for people that are listening today. And so let's go back to your story, because it's important to educate people. And my question to you is, do you feel that cannabis does have a hallucinogenic effect?
It's unclear to me. I think in some doses it can be. And when you look into the record, I was curious to find the hard archaeochemical evidence for cannabis. And interestingly enough, one of the more interesting finds was announced in May of this year by a group of researchers in Israel. It turns out that they found the organic remains of incense, which tested positive for THC and CBD and CBN on a limestone altar from which this sample was recovered actually in the 1960s, and it sat in the museums in Israel for all this time just waiting analysis, and along comes this new science of archaeochemistry, which subjected the sample to what's called gas chromatography mass spectrometry, which is very complicated, but essentially it's able to tease out the volatile compounds present in this sample and then identify things like THC and CBD. And so it turns out that cannabis, the researchers say, was being burned on this altar, which dates to the 8th century BC in the Judahite tradition. And it was in this ritual complex that's been described as a scaled-down version of Solomon's Temple. So it takes us closer to the Judeo-Christian tradition, and the researchers describe it as some of the first evidence for the ritual use of psychoactive drugs in the Holy Land, which is very interesting.
You know, we have a guest that comes on regularly, Dr. Cass Ingram, who also talks about the ancient use of this plant and how the resin was found, and there are pictures in caves. I mean, this is not a plant that just entered the scene for people that think this is rather new. When did you first realize that this was an ancient plant and that it had many, many mysterious uses in our culture and in our history?
Right. I've always enjoyed reading the science on this stuff. We know that the plant is ancient. Someone who speaks a lot more eloquently on this is a colleague of mine, Sunil Agarwal. And he's a fascinating physician, MD, PhD. I should really look at his work. He has been described as a medical geographer on top of being a physician who's dedicated his practice to palliative care. And he traces cannabis back 40 or 50 million years because it's versatile. It was used in food, fiber, and drugs. Now, not to say that so humans obviously weren't around, but the plant itself is ancient. I mean, when you think about plants in general, right, we think plants come on the earth around 470 million years ago. Today, we can talk about 391,000 species of plants, 80,000 of which are edible. We know that chimpanzees use between 200 and 300 species of plants in their diet, 36 for medicinal use. Gorillas use 26 for medicinal use. So I'm getting wonky here, but I just want to make the point that this plant precedes us. Not to say that chimpanzees are getting high on cannabis, but the plant itself is very, very versatile, and there's evidence that it came into contact with humans pretty early on.
This is awesome stuff. I love this story. This is so awesome. Very, 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 very fascinating. Let me go back, though, to a time where you look at the historical evidence of the use of marijuana. And do you call it marijuana or do you call it cannabis, or does it matter? Do you interchange the words?
No, I think it does matter. I prefer the word cannabis. Marijuana strikes me as somewhat pejorative, and I think
I was just going to say that it has a pejorative.
That name was first used as my friend Ethan Nadelman, who ran the Drug Policy Alliance for a long time. You know, where the prohibition of drugs was very much about who was using them and not what they were. And so marijuana was a term that was co-opted, I think, to kind of denigrate it and cast it as something that came up from Mexico, was in use among Mexican Americans. And so I do find it pejorative. I prefer cannabis.
Yeah, I also agree with you. I also agree with you. Let's go back to, and I, I, I I just want to tell us what you think about the story that you have in your book, The Immortality Key, about Jesus and his disciples. Were they using cannabis? And I'm going to let you answer that question. I'm going to let you answer that question, Brian, when we come back from break. We have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. Give us the website as we go to break, though.
Sure. You can find my personal website, brianmurarescu.com. That's M-U-R-A-R-E-S-K-U, brianmurarescu.com.
And Brian Murescu will be back in just a moment right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Of cannabis. That's what we're discussing today on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. And joining us is Brian Marescu. And Brian, welcome back. It's a pleasure. Your new book is called The Immortality Key. And we were just getting ready to talk about Jesus and his disciples. And were they using psychedelics? Were they using cannabis? Do we know what other things went into the Holy Grail other than wine?
It's a great question. Yeah, I want to be clear. My book doesn't really explore what was happening at the Last Supper, which I think is unknowable, right? As you mentioned, the Holy Grail, Indiana Jones looking for it, the Knights Templar. It's that thing that ties us to the Last Supper. We would all love to find what was there. In my
of
book,
course,
I'm looking for
proxies,
and I'm looking around the ancient world, and my book is really investigating how the earliest Christians would have interpreted that supper, and how the earliest Christians may have used a Eucharist that is a bit different than it is today. So I take a long look at wine as it was in ancient Greece and in the Greco-Roman world. You know, wine is routinely described as unusually intoxicating and seriously mind-altering, even occasionally hallucinogenic, and potentially lethal. In fact, in the Gospels, some form of the early Eucharist is described as lethal. In 1 Corinthians 11:30, I want everyone to look that up, you'll hear Paul yelling at the Corinthians in Greece about the Eucharist that they're using. And he says, because you're using this Eucharist or overindulging, many of you are getting weak and sick, and a number are dying. And he uses the word dying in Greek, koimontai, which is very strange, because how can you die from ingesting wine? We're not talking about alcohol poisoning, by the way, because there's no distillation. Distillation doesn't come into Europe until many, many centuries later.
Well, that's right. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So the Greeks at the time, we can surmise, were spiking their wine with plants, herbs, and fungi. And we have pretty good reason to do that, because we have a manuscript from the first century A.D. at the same time the Gospels are being written, from Dioscorides, who's this ancient writer. And he mentions in his Materia Medica several different recipes for spiking wine, with everything from salvia or hellebore or frankincense to henbane, which is visionary, or mandrake, or even black nightshade, he says, can give you visions, actually visions which are not unpleasant. So we do know the Greeks had a very sophisticated pharmacology and that it survived into the early Christian period.
This is so fascinating. I just love this history that you're taking us down. I want to fast forward, though, to today, because right now we know that for many people, and I talk all about this is almost our fourth year anniversary on Cannabis Talk, we talk so much about the promise and the hope that the medicinal place of this plant, and one of the things that we have talked about is that could this be used to help professional athletes as well as everyday people with pains and aches, and I'm talking about the topical CBDs and for, in some instances ingesting. And so I think it's fascinating that you've been involved with the NFL in arbitration. And you represented the first professional athlete to request a therapeutic use exemption for cannabis. And
that's
from
right.
from that story, and if you can fill us in where we are with that, because the last time I think it was still they said no.
And that's where it stands. My client was an exceptional guy named Mike James, and this was a couple years
ago. Great guy. Yeah.
Yeah. We were in arbitration at NFL headquarters. Discussing his therapeutic use exemption. He wanted to use cannabis to try and get off opioids. He had an almost career-ending break in his left ankle and unfortunately developed an opioid addiction afterwards. And his story was nicely featured by Sanjay Gupta on the Weed series. And Mike is,
that's right.
Mike is open about his journey. And he wanted to use cannabis as an alternative medicine, didn't want to take pills. As you probably know, until recently, things have changed, but cannabis was a prohibited substance. It still is, but as of this year, the punitive sanctions are less severe than they used to be. But in Mike's case, he was fined heavily for testing positive for cannabis. We lost the arbitration, and I can't get into more details than that, but Mike eventually left the league because of it.
Yeah, because of it, and I don't blame him, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, the insanity of not understanding the deleterious effects of opioids versus a plant just blows me away. And it must, as an attorney, Brian, it must make you absolutely crazy.
Well, there's an issue with cannabis in this country, and which is why I was working with Dr. David Nathan and the leadership at Doctors for Cannabis Regulation to advocate for this. Not because they're a bunch of pot-smoking doctors, but because these are some of the leading medical professionals in the country talking about why legalization makes more sense. And it makes sense for lots of different reasons, but the three ones they point to are because it's unnecessary. The health risks of cannabis misuse are far less than those of alcohol and tobacco, and we've known that for years. Another reason is that it's ineffective. If the whole goal is to prevent kids and the at-risk population from using cannabis, it ain't working. You know, since the 1970s, 80 to 90% of American teenagers have consistently reported that cannabis is pretty easy to obtain, whereas look at tobacco rates. What do we do with tobacco? We didn't jail farmers. Tobacco rates have gone down amongst youth because we're honest about the risks involved. And no, you shouldn't be smoking cigarettes. And I think when you're honest with kids about that, they tend to respect that. And the last reason I'll just quickly mention, which is can't be ignored today, is how very, very harmful it is and the disproportionate impact of cannabis arrests specifically and the war on drugs on communities of color. We have an incredible problem.
Terrible,
in this country,
terrible
where African Americans are nearly four times more likely than whites to be arrested for cannabis.
The prisons and so many of our young millennial owners of dispensaries are putting money toward defenses for some of these people, because the problem is now they're still in jail. Brian, I would love to have you back. We have just touched the surface of your book, The Immortality Key. Give us the best website. Please come back again. This was fascinating.
No worries. You can find The Immortality Key everywhere books are sold. And I will plug dfcr.org. It's really an incredible organization. I encourage everybody to support it. dfcr.org.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer. And this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years, formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. In all the years that we have been doing this show, I don't ever think we have done a segment about sex. No, I really don't. I don't think we have. Joining us today is an author, and her book is out. Now, I just want to say that this is a conversation for mature audiences, and we in this country have a very difficult time talking about sex in general. And when we have a urologist on all the time, Dudley, and he's just Danoff, he's so fabulous. He says, why, when we say certain words of the male body, everybody laughs? It's not like that in other cultures. It just isn't. But it isn't, and we're very sophomoric when it comes to sex, is what I'm trying to say. Joining us today is a therapist and an author, and she is... she has a new book, Dr. Diana Wiley. She is a sex therapist, yes. Her new book is out. It's called Love in the Time of Corona, Advice from a Sex Therapist for Couples in Quarantine. But the chapter that we've never talked about on the show, and we've had Dr. Diana on before, but the chapter we've never talked about is chapter 10 on the book. And welcome. It's nice to have you back, Doctor.
Thank you, Frankie. It's nice to be here.
So tell us...
And I'm looking forward to talking about cannabis for couples. It's the bonus
yes.
chapter in my book, Love in the Time of Corona.
Explain to us where you're coming from and why you wanted to be so open and honest with this chapter.
Well, there are a lot of benefits of combining cannabis with sex. And I want to talk about those with you. But I think I have two quotes that kind of lay a foundation for this discussion. And one is from Carl Sagan. And he said, cannabis also enhances the enjoyment of sex. On the one hand, it gives an exquisite sensitivity, but on the other hand, it postpones orgasm. And I think when he was talking about the latter, he's more talking about the man and his ejaculation. It can help a man stay erect longer and postpone the ejaculation so that the couple can have sexual activity for longer. And the other quote I wanted to mention is a guy who's local, because he's Seattle-based. I'm in Seattle. Seattle-based writer. Dan Savage, who's written a book, Savage Love, but he has an advice column. He says, so yeah, get high and have sex. It's amazing, or it can be. Individuals' results may vary, of course, but pot can make you silly, it can make you playful, and it can put you in the moment. So there's lots of value, of course, in being silly, playful, and in the moment, and you don't necessarily have to have cannabis to do that. But it can help.
And, you know, there are many people that choose not to get high, and we call this an educational odyssey, this show, Cannabis Talk, an educational odyssey. And so it's important, you know, you have to be comfortable with what works for you. And there are many older couples that have been using forms of cannabis for medicinal purposes. And if you're out there and you're one of those couples and you still are a couple and you want to play with cannabis, absolutely, you know, I think that you can have some fun experimenting and doing what is comfortable, but it has to be comfortable, as you know, and you are the advocate of this, has to be comfortable for both, because if it's only good for one and not the other, it's not going to work.
Absolutely, and I still see my couples now over Zoom, but one of the problems can be, how do I get started using it, and how do I broach the subject with my partner? because a lot of times, and I must say in my experience, it's the man who's initially a little more interested in trying to smoke or take an edible or whatever to have a cannabis high. But so how do you broach the subject with your partner? And I say, first of all, be very forthright and direct, and suspend the judgment. There's this stoner stigma that's still around, and so we need to suspend judgment about that. If you like, Frankie, we can talk about the stoner stigma that is part of the culture still, but we're trying to have a new cannabis culture. And then with broaching the subject with your partner, it's to say, you know, I'm curious about this. Let's experiment. We might have new and pleasant experiences. And actually, there's minimal downside risk for this. So these are some of the roadblocks that many of the couples that I see and that I've talked to over the years, can overcome these and then begin to enjoy the cannabis high as a couple.
Right. And I think that we are all right now, we need laughter, we need lightness, we need to just lighten up. We do. And for some people CBD does that. You know, it just relaxes you and chills you without getting you high. And maybe couples can use some CBD, good quality CBD that has the real CBD, full strength, full spectrum strength, to kind of chill and to help, you know, help you chill and maybe enjoy things a little bit more. You don't want to necessarily get high. That's okay. But what I'm saying is that there's a lot of varieties to this one story. It doesn't have to be getting stoned. It can be different levels and different varieties of the full hemp plant or the cannabis with THC.
That's true. What I'm discussing mostly, though, is the effects of THC, not CBD. CBD is wonderful, but it doesn't have quite the effects that THC has.
No, but it does. It yeah. does, but I'm just saying is for people that do not want to get high, doctor, that the CBD, good quality CBD is very effective in just making you let go, and you may even laugh a little bit without getting
high.
That's
very true. That's very true. Here in Washington State, I'm in Seattle, before the pandemic started, I attended a lecture sponsored by a large retirement community, and it was all on cannabis. But the emphasis for this community was on CBD because so many of the seniors were using it for medical purposes. And we've had recreational marijuana legalized in Washington State since 2012. And so CBD and the regular cannabis with THC and CBD in it are made quite available to people that are adults.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really important, too, that... And age is not a factor.
Age is not a factor?
Right. I mean, this is not for any age-specific group of couples. What I'm trying to say is there's no limitation on how old you can be.
No. Just as there's no limitation for remaining and being sexual.
Or intimate, yeah, yeah.
Or
and
intimate,
I think that's
yeah.
really important. Why do you think... We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'd love for you to answer why you think we're so uptight when it comes to sex, and then doubly uptight when it comes to cannabis. You're helping people really with a couple of major stigmas here. So we're thrilled about that, Dr. Diana Wiley. And give us the best website of how people can find out about you and your book.
Yes, the best website is Dear DrDiana.com. And that's DrDiana.com.
And we'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with sex therapist Diana Wiley. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Diana.com, we're talking to, yes, a real sex therapist. She's the author of Love in the Time of Corona. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Welcome back, doctor. And so, you know, this is a time when we all need a break. We all need some stress busters. But why are we in this country so uptight to talk about sex?
Oh, it's been going on a long, long, long time. I think it's some of the antecedents are from our Victorian heritage. But most people don't have parents. They don't come out of families where the parents talked about sex. I was lucky. I'm in my 70s now, but so that means in the 50s my parents had, on a long car trip, the facts of life talk with us, with my sister and me, and sitting in the back seat. So I was very lucky, and my parents were very positive, and so I grew up with messages around sexuality where there wasn't any guilt or shame. That's very rare. Most parents are not able to talk to their kids, and silence is also a message.
Yes.
If somebody comes out of a very traumatic background, with sexual abuse, for example, then having sex can trigger all sorts of horrible memories. And often these people are, for women, they're unable to reach orgasm, and for men, sometimes they're unable to have erections, or they're premature ejaculators or whatever. So sexual dysfunction often comes from this. Also, pornography, of course, it's a terrible sex educator. Pornography is meant for entertainment, but not for sex education. And now with the internet such as it is, I have clients who are now in their 20s, and they first started seeing porn at age 11 on their phones.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I want to get back to the. It's a mess. And so you're dealing with two taboos. You're dealing with sex and you're dealing with cannabis. And now let's go back to the cannabis part of the story, because couples are saying, okay, we don't know, where do we go? What kind of strain do we get? Where do we get it? And so first of all, you have to make sure that the cannabis is recreational and legal in the state that you live in.
That's right. Cannabis is legal in some form in 33 states. And 15% of Americans are regular users. And what I mean by this is at least once per month. And but the problem is we've got to move past the stoner stigma. And
How do we do that?
Yes. How do you do that? By getting more educated. I suggest that people, they can go to my website, DearDrDiana.com, and they can download this bonus chapter for free on cannabis for couples. You have to get more educated. And also, one of the things is that cannabis is not nearly as harmful as alcohol. There's never been a death from overuse of cannabis. I mean, people have, if they've like eaten too many cannabis foods, infused foods, they might have really a bad trip. They might want to sleep for hours, but they don't die from it. And
right.
That's not true with alcohol. And then, of course, cannabis is good for your health in that it reduces stress and helps you be more playful. And you alluded to this, Frankie. These days, God knows we need more playfulness and fun. And just to counteract all of the stress and anxiety that the vast majority of people are under as a result of the pandemic.
Yeah, it's really critical. You know, the stress levels are probably, I mean, I have a couple of friends that are out of control right now, and they don't even realize it. They don't think that they're acting irrational because they can't see it. They're so frightened and in fear. They're in fear because of these times. So, you know, that's why I encourage, if you don't want to get high, that's okay. You don't have to get high. But I encourage some form of CBD because the truth is that CBD is a wonderful, wonderful product to help with the good quality CBD. And we have some wonderful sponsors and great products that we talk about. But it's a really wonderful opportunity for people to kind of chill. And we need that right now. We need to just chill a little bit. We need to just let go of some of this stress because it's really going to, you know, when we yell at somebody and when we beep the horn and, you know, it's not hurting the other person. It's really affecting us.
Absolutely. It sends the cortisol and the adrenaline much higher in our body, the stress hormones. And when you are chronically stressed, every part of your body is affected, every part, including your reproductive organs. That's why a lot of couples that are trying to get pregnant, once they relax and breathe a little more and have some fun, then they often get pregnant when they're not trying so hard. So,
right.
So we really need to reduce the stress, and when we have high levels of cortisol and adrenaline, and so many people these days do because of everything that's happened related to COVID-19, our sexual and being sexual often is encouraged by smoking or eating some cannabis. Then with sex, we get way more oxytocin and endorphins and dopamine, and those high levels push the cortisol and the adrenaline out. And we can have some fun, and we can laugh, and we can have excitement and heightened sensory
And that's what we need. We need
yes,
laughter. We need it so badly. Thank you so much, Dr. Diana Wiley. Cannabis for Couples. Fascinating stuff, and so glad we had this chance to talk with you today. The book is available right now. Give us the best website.
Again, it's DearDrDiana.com, and you can download the bonus chapter there. My book, Love in the Time of Corona, you can also see how you can get a copy of that. It's through Amazon, but you can get a copy of that.
Right. Wonderful. Thank you so much, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
If you smile.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.